I personally know it's a great honour to be leading the boys out, you know. But it's you know, I suppose the straps of that, you know, there's a number of fantastic leaders around the whole team, you know, and that there's really been established throughout this year, you know. So as I say, you know, that's where the job stops. You know, there's 15 men to go out and do their job for the county first, and then there'll be a number of boys then coming in off the bench will be equally important to do the job for Donegal as a county.
There's all this talk about back-to-back Ulster titles for Donegal, back-to-back from the preliminary round. But this time, 12 months ago, yous were heading into an Ulster final where there was a 19-year gap since the county last won it. How has the mindset changed since then, given the circumstances now this year that you're going looking to retain it?
Ah, you know, without a doubt, you know, it's still an Ulster final. You know, nothing changes in that regard, you know, and we're going out to try and win it. And as I say, nothing changes really much in that regard. But I suppose, you know, this year and last year, you know, we've started to win a few games, whether that be in the league or whether that be in the championship. You know, for a number of years, we hadn't won an Ulster championship game. I think it was something on 3 years. So as I say, trying to, I suppose, winning a few last year and actually winning the Ulster Crown was something massive, and then to actually winning three games again this year, you know, backing that up and hopefully, you know, trying to put on a decent performance against Down, you know, which is going to be very, very difficult. You know, I suppose that winning mentality and the winning confidence, you know, gives each man, I suppose, a bit of belief.
Downer in a similar position to what yous were in last year, because it's 1994 since they last won an actual Ulster, and that was the year they won an All-Ireland final. So there's certainly going to be a drive and an ambition, something similar to what Donegal had last year.
Yeah, without a doubt, that's what you're expecting. You're expecting any Ulster championship game or any championship game, every team's out to win. And I suppose this year just so happens to be an Ulster final, and I can assure you that both teams will be going out to go and gung-ho to try and win the game. And as I say, we're going to be no different. I'm sure we're expecting Down to be the exact same, you know, to bring a really competitive game to it. And suppose that there's just going to, you know, come to fruition in Clonus on Sunday.
Let's talk about your own performances this year. Obviously, you had the injury at the start of the championship. You kicked 3 points against Derry and 3 points against Tyrone. Are you still heading towards your peak form during the summer, Michael?
You know, I suppose it's been a stop-start year throughout the National League, and to miss the first round of the Championship's never something that any player, I suppose, you know, you really, really want, you know, but it's not ideal. But as I say, I'm happy to be back in there, and I suppose just trying to keep my place now, in the team, as I say. Been lucky enough to get back in against Throne, get a couple of games under the belt and get training on, and I've been really, I suppose, happy to have got a number of weeks training on after the Throne game. So as I say, it's just about, it's, you know, the focus will be on myself personally trying to carry out my job for the team, and I'm sure that'll be the focus of the other 14 players, and also of the people that are going to be coming in off the bench, and of the whole greater squad, because as I say, Gaelic football now isn't just a team game, you know, it's a whole 20 man squad game, you know, and that's the way we look at it here in the Donegal panel. So it's about going out to try and do your job for the county.
Neil Gallagher, obviously, unfortunately for him due to the ankle injury, he's not going to be in contention to play in the Ulster final. And I suppose in years gone by, it was a worry if a player became injured and was a regular starter and how they were going to fill it. But this last couple of years, that's not a problem given the squad that Donegal has.
Yeah, no, I suppose Neil is very, very unfortunate. Been a club mate of my own, and been a good friend. You know, it's never nice to be missing a championship game. I suppose with the rich vein of form he's been on this year, you know, he's been playing brilliant football. And as I say, it's never nice to miss a championship game, and be that the Ulster occasion of an Ulster final. You know, it's not nice. But knowing Neil and knowing the type of fella he is, you know, he'll be there encouraging every man on, and whoever comes on to take his place, he'll be encouraging him to the hilt, because he knows that, you know, he's contributed greatly to the Ulster campaign. They'd want to finish it off in the right vein of form. So as I say, that's the job now for whoever comes in to, I suppose, maintain that place and try and fight for that place too. So that's the attitude of the whole squad. You know, there's no one or two men that are I suppose out there. There's always that real team ethic that underlines this team, and that's what we're hoping for to carry on to Sunday.
You've had different tests throughout the summer. You had the Derry test and then the Tyrone test. Could this test now against the Mourne County, the Downman, be the toughest to date for you?
Well, you would have to say it. Of course it will be. You know, they've got through to an Ulster final, and they've come through a very, very strong side of the draw. So, I'd say any team you think you're going to meet in the final is going to be tougher than the opposition you may face earlier. But, as I say, the two teams that have gone by, and Derry and Cavan, and also and Tyrone the last day, you know, them games could have went either way with any bit of luck. So, as I say, Down, with the quality of player they have, you know, they have a very, very well organised defence, as well as a very, very strong and athletic midfield, and then up front, you know, they have score getters all over the pitch. You know, it was only 2 years ago, as I mentioned earlier, that they were in an All Ireland final, and just not there to make up the numbers. They came very, very close to winning it. So that's the quality opposition that we're up against. You know, they've been a Division One side for this last number of years also. So as I say, they'll be going into Clonus to win this game. And as I say, that's the mentality we'd be expecting. It's the mentality we'll be going on with too.
Finally, the hunger was there to win Ulster for the first time in 19 years last year. Is the hunger greater now within the Donegal camp to retain this Anglo-Celt Cup?
Without a doubt, you just mentioned the word, I suppose, we have the hunger, you know, and I think throughout the championship this year, that's been shown in spells and games, you know, but I think it's really going to have to be shown over the whole course of the 70 minutes, you know, there's going to have to be no let up in the performance over that period of the 70 minutes in Clonus on Sunday, and you know, that's, you know, down. I'm sure any other team that you'll be playing against will be just waiting on a team to take the foot off the gas or to do that. So we'll just be hoping that we can keep going and keep driving on until the 70 minutes and do our best for the county. And hopefully, if we can get a good performance, hopefully that'll be sufficient enough to get the result at the end of the day.